This podcast is all about books and kids, where we review and recommend a great book from our Chimes bookshelf for our young friends. In the last episode of Chimes Bookshelf, we spoke about Oliver Twist, written by Charles Dickens, another of Charles Dickens' novels. One that I really enjoyed reading as a child was David Copperfield. As the name suggests, this is the story about David Copperfield, and it is coming of an age novel, which is starting from the time when David was born till the time he became a young man and finally found what he wanted to do as a career. The story starts when David is born 6 months after his father passed away. David, his mother, and there's a housekeeper who's really nice. Her name is Peggotty. They live together in harmony till the time David's mother gets remarried to Mr. Murdstone. Now, Mr. Murdstone doesn't quite like David, so he sends him off to study in a school. Before joining the school, Peggotty takes David to visit her family in Yarmouth. There, David has a really nice time meeting all the children, meeting all the elders, and he loves staying with Peggotty's family. After that, David joins school, goes to visit his mum once, finally coming back to realize that after some days, his mum also is no more. David is on his own. Mr. Murdstone is still very cruel to David. But every person has good days as well to come. David is adopted by his great aunt, Miss Betsy Trotwood, and then the happier days for David start. David starts going to good school, then goes to law school, makes many friends, of which Agnes is one and Dora is one. David, when comes of age, marries Dora and is friends with Agnes. There are many friends that David makes on the way. One of them is Mr. Micawber, one of them is Steerforth, Tommy Traddles, and many others. Now, in a story where there are all good people, one bad person has to come to create some chaos, right? So comes Uriah Heep. Uriah Heep starts working with Agnes's father, Mr. Wickfield. After this, what happens? What happens to Dora? What happens to Agnes? What happens to other friends? Uriah Heep, what is he up to? And Mr. Wickfield, what happens to him finally? And David, of course, as I said, he gets a profession. But what is the path that he has to take in order to find his vocation? That will be in the book. For that, pick up a copy and read it away. This story is also an autobiographical novel, in which many events are from Charles Dickens's life, and it is one of his most successful works. This book was first published in a serial format from 1849 to 1850 and finally as a book in 1850. And what were the things that Dickens pointed out about the present society in which this novel was written? He spoke about the justice system, the class structure, the schools and their quality, and employment of little children in the factories. So these are the things he delved upon. Overall, David Copperfield is a happy novel with a nice happy ending. So do pick up a copy and read it away. Wait for our next episode to see which book of Charles Dickens do we pick up for you this time. For other novels, our reviews and recommendations for them, listen to more episodes of this podcast, which is Chimes Bookshelf.